Good morning, this is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, November the 5th. Starting out today, corn's up 2 cents, beans are down a penny, wheat's down 3¾ cents. The dollar's down 14 ticks, but still over 96 cents, so no help there. This week is going to be a couple of things. We had the export inspections this morning. They were actually strong on the corn and beans. 1.23 on the beans, 1.25 on the corn. So those were good numbers, but we really haven't reacted all that positively to that news. Looking forward tonight, we've got the crop progress reports. It's going to be interesting to see how much corn and soybean harvest activity has actually been completed. We know the weather has been pretty rough in a lot of areas. It's been very hard for farmers to finish up corn and beans around many scattered areas around the country. So it's certainly leading people to believe that the corn and soybean yields are going to be shaved on Thursday's report. That's something else we have this week to look forward to. While they may shave production numbers, it looks like they're going to cut demand. It looks like they're going to raise soybean carryouts about 15 million bushels on average. The corn up a little bit. So even though they're going to knock production as our guess, we think they're going to offset that by a weaker demand out here. We've obviously got the elections tomorrow. If the Democrats win back the House, I think that puts the president in a weaker position, which means he may try to negotiate something positive with China. But we have to see, how the election's going to go. It's really a 50-50 shot one way or the other. So those are the things that we're looking forward to this week. If there's any improvements on the Chinese-American front, last week, as you know, President Trump tweeted that they're going to be having dinner, I think, at the G20 meeting at the end of the month. The Chinese may be much more willing to look at some negotiations once the midterms are out of the way. So it's going to be a little bit of a mixed bag here all week. Tomorrow could be bullish or bearish, and then turn around on Thursday and see that bullish or bearish. So there's a lot of moving parts here this week, and it's really hard to get a good handle on where we're going to wind up. I wish I could be more specific, but unfortunately, we've got a lot of major things out this week. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.